and James Burnham and Rodney Dews as Terry Collier and Bob Ferry. Better known as the Likely Lads. One of the drawbacks of a nice, steady job is the steady part of it. There comes a time when the routine begins to grind and you give anything for something to happen. For Bob and Terry, that something starts to happen on the very wet night in the bar at the Station Hotel.
Oh, dear me, what a night.
Oh, it's not still raining, is it?
Oh, it's raining. It's always raining around here. The monsoon season, didn't you know? Look at me, I'm drenched.
There's no sign of them, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a feeling they wouldn't turn up.
Well, there weren't much cops. Just annoys me, that's all, getting stood up.
They'll not come now.
Modern youth. Mind you, it might be this weather,
the rain.
What do you mean, the rain, wearier?
Oh, but I mean, they're women.
So?
Well, it's worse for them in the rain.
Why? What do, shrink? No, you know, shoes and that. What do you mean, shoes?
Well, you know, they don't keep the rain out like ours. And their hairstyles and that.
Oh, I see. So while they stay at home cleaning their shoes and keeping their hair dry, we have to borrow 2 quid to take them out, sit in damp clothes and spend the entire evening drinking flat beers, chewing through a pint.
Honestly.
He's brown, mind.
What?
In that fella at the bar, look at that tan.
Oh,
you didn't get that round here.
No. I must have some fags.
Hey, I saw what's her name the other day.
I bet they've only got 20s here. That'd be typical.
You know, Helen Pearson. Now she was brown.
Her brother's a nut. You should clean his teeth with cream.
Oh yeah.
You what? Can I have some cigarettes? Can I have? Oh, that's typical. As soon as they see you want something, they nip up the other end of the bar.
Is this what you're after?
Hey?
A cigarette. Here, have one of mine.
Oh, it's all right, thanks, sir. I'm just getting some.
Ah, go on. The service is terrible at this hotel. You could be all night, I know. I've had some.
Oh, stop. You stay here, lad?
Yeah, I'm here with my daughter.
All right.
The light?
Oh, stop. Say, kind of little light you got there, though, Bud?
Yeah, I would like a drink.
Not very much.
Hey, what are you drinking? This drop out of the barrel?
Oh, yeah, oh.
Let's have a little action around here, eh? Barman, 2 beers, please. Go on. I'll bring them over.
Oh, Junior, would you mind getting me 10 chips and all? There's the right money.
Are they all the time? My pleasure.
You know, this is the only way he could have possibly done it. Sideways.
Well, what sideways? Clean his teeth with string.
And then he could have only done the front ones.
What are you on about? Helen Pearson's brother.
Yeah, I told you he's a nut.
Hey, it's not trying to be.
What for?
I just got talking to him. He's all right. He's staying here.
Where's he from?
Didn't ask him. Sounds like he's from overseas. Somewhere like that.
I wonder what he's doing here.
Yeah, man. He's come for health cure.
Hey,
you are,
fellas. There's one.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I'll have to and collect the others and the... Oh, John, yeah, is that mine?
Australian. Whatever you do, don't bring up cricket, that's all.
How do you? How do you know he's Australian?
You can tell by the boomerang in his back pocket.
Come on, man, you can't tell from one sentence. Hey, look, look, pint.
Sure, we'll have to get him one.
Well, we'll break into that 2 quid he borrowed. What's the odds? Hey, he said he's got his daughter with him. I wonder what she's like.
Big. Still like a weightlifter, they all are. Freckles and muscles.
Alive, alive, oh.
There we are. Oh, here's your bag.
Oh, Carl, pull up a chair.
Oh, thanks. Oh, cheers, fellas.
Cheers, cheers.
I don't know, I just
want
that stuff.
Practice. I can't drink that gassy beer myself. It blows me up.
That's like you say, practice. We're drinking over the fire, huh?
You from Australia, like?
Yeah, Adelaide.
Yeah, I thought probably Adelaide. You what? You here on holiday?
Yeah, I'm over here with my daughter. Hey, do you play cricket?
No.
Oh, my name's Wally Ralph, by the way.
What? I'm sorry, this is Bob.
Yeah, how do you do?
He's up in mining about the weather.
Oh, well, you see, it's Thursday. End of the week, you see. Friday tomorrow. Payday.
Hey, do you fellas have to work out in this?
Oh, no, we're electricians up on the trading estate.
Ah, well, you got to trade anyhow. That's what counts these days.
Oh, aye, the sky's the limit for us now.
Oh, I mean it. They're crying out for sparks in Australia. Hey, you ever thought about it?
What?
Emigrated.
Oh, I thought I'd went to Canada once.
When was this then?
That time I picked up shoes and blacked out the old flipping factory.
excuse me, there's my daughter. Cecily.
Hey, Bob, get a load of her.
You're wrong.
Yes, I know.
Cecily, this is Bob. And this is Jerry.
Hello, boys. Pleased to meet you.
What are you going to have?
Come on, I'll get these.
No. It's all shout them. What is it, love?
Oh, thanks very much. I'd like a lager.
You ready for another Wally?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Bob?
Afternoon, will do.
Pass his luck over, then.
Yeah, why don't you just get him a half in a separate glass?
No, you get more this way.
Yeah, I've been telling the lads they ought to come out to Aussie and get some sunshine.
You do that all right. We were just saying, weren't we, Dad, how it'll be out there now? I can't wait to get home again and stretch out on that beautiful sand.
Can you do it all year round?
Oh, I do it all the time.
Do you? Hey, tell me, do they do much surf riding near you?
The beach is only a mile away.
Bring them over.
What do you surf then, Bob?
Oh, well,
surf riding.
Round here? What on? The reservoir?
No, I thought you might have done on holiday.
Oh, well, I've always wanted to.
Since when?
Hadn't you better learn to swim first?
Can't you swim?
Not always.
Well, you soon learn out there. There's no limit what you can pick up in Aussie.
Really?
Getting interested, are you?
Oh, well, you know, I'm interested, I'll say that. It's always nice to learn about foreign parts, isn't it, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
There you are, I told you. Before you know where you are, we'll have on the next boat, Cecily.
Oh, well, you never know. Oh, here's a drink, then. Cecily, Wally, hey, I'm involved.
Thanks, Bob.
Cheers.
Here for you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Anyway, just to tell you, it's a great country.
Oh, Dad, I'm sure the boys don't want to spend their evening listening to us talking about home.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
Yes, go on, we're all ears.
Well, anyway.
After the war, I was in New Guinea for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah, hey, we've got to get some in. Let's call Sky.
Yeah, come right. In.
We're residents. We can drink as long as we like.
Oh, great. Great.
Well, then I started on my own. Since then, I never looked back.
Well, it certainly sounds like a land of opportunity.
I never suppose that's true or worse, Bob.
Opportunity.
Dad's got his own factory now.
Has he?
That's right. Fruit, meat goes all over the world. And there's plenty of others like me. If you're prepared to work hard, it's yours for the taking.
How much is it make?
Tradesman? Oh, 25, 30 quid a week, easy. That's just a flat rate. The two of you can set up a little business in no time. Then, the sky's the limit.
Well, I'd like to go on all that.
You would, eh?
Aye, swimming on Christmas, eh? Hey, wouldn't you, Bob? Wouldn't you?
Well, Bob, wouldn't you like to?
I'd love to.
What?
Go to Australia.
I only wish you could see it for yourself, Bob.
So do I. Are all the girls like you, then? Esther.
Well, you'd better come and find out.
I'll be off like a shot if I had the chance. I know that. Anything that would get away from this jump.
You mean that?
Sure, right. We both would, wouldn't we, Bob?
What?
Off like a shot, wouldn't we?
Oh, no doubt about that. No doubt.
Couldn't you help him, Dad? I mean, it takes such a long time through the official channels, but Dad's got a lot of friends. Well, couldn't you help him if you wanted to?
Good.
He could guarantee you both a job, you see, having his own factory. That's what takes the time.
Yeah?
Go on, Dad. You could do it, couldn't you?
Well, I...
Could you?
Well, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. Now, if you boys are serious, I can have you on the next boat. The one Jeffrey is going back on.
On it?
Yeah, one of you can take my place. I've got to stay on a while, business, you know. I'm off to London tomorrow for the day, but I can get another ticket easy.
Yeah, great. Well, how much would it be?
Oh, about 20 quid a piece. Well, I can fix it so that one of them's done under the sea, you know? Plus a bit extra for the priority. Mind you, you'd have to pay me tomorrow night. It's not that I'm worried about the money, fellas, but, well, you know.
Oh, sure, sure.
Anyway, what's that for the chance of a lifetime?
Oh, just a blink.
Oh, Dad, I knew you'd do it. I can teach you to swim, Bob.
Oh, I can swim a bit, mind.
Oh, and the trick's great. I can't wait. What about you, Bob?
Oh, no, I can't wait. No, I mean, it's definitely yours. Chance of a lifetime, eh, sir?
Oh, great. Oh. Can you arrange the money?
Well, we'll get paid tomorrow.
Yeah, I've got me post office.
Yeah, and me granite loans it.
Well, it has to be tomorrow night, lad, because we're off to start on the next morning.
Oh, yeah, that should be all right, I think. We'll see you back here, because you're staying here, aren't you?
Great. Very settled, then. Hey, let's drink to it, eh?
Cheers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, here's your trip down under.
Hey, that reminds me. I've got a little trip down under to make right now. I won't be a minute.
Hey, hang on. I'll come with you.
Oh.
Excuse me, Cecily. I won't be a minute.
Hey, oh, it's Blakey there, isn't it?
Hey, oh, Blakey, what are you doing here?
Get off, it's me local, isn't it?
Oh, then, Blakey, I might have known you'd be in here.
Yeah. He looks somehow at home in the gents, doesn't
he?
Hey, what are you two?
I bet he's only coming here because it was his round.
What do you mean? I'm not with anybody. I'm on my own.
I figured.
Anyway, what are you two in here doing here? I thought you used a black horse.
Well, we heard this is where the in crowd goes. You know, we thought we'd like to do a bit of slumming.
In crowd? You must be joking. Blakey's not even in with the out crowd. Oh, very funny. What's up with you two tonight, anyway?
Hey, Bob, shall we tell him? Yeah, we might as well. Blakey can be the first to know, and he can tell the old factory tomorrow.
What's all the mystery, then? You two getting engaged or something?
More exciting than even that, Blakey. We, in a month's time, are going to Australia. Come on, open up in there. It's a chance of a lifetime.
25 quid a week, and that's just for starters.
I'm going to learn to swim.
He's well away, isn't he?
We'll both be well away in a month's time, mate.
Hey, is this something to do with that big fella I saw you talking to him there?
Oh, you don't miss it, trick, do you, Blakey?
He your mate, fella?
No, we just met him.
Yeah, he's got his own factory canning.
He can get canned every night.
What's up, then? Has he picked up his jobs or something?
Right, in his factory, getting a special ticket. Tomorrow, mine.
Chance of a lifetime.
And every night.
Here you are, Aunt Perry. Here's your breakfast. Now, why I should have to run around after you first thing in the morning is beyond me. And I've got this rotten cold and all.
Oh.
Oh, come on, for heaven's sake, pull yourself together. Look at you. Yeah. Lumps all over the table and your hair all over the place. It's finally got that cut and all. You look as if you've been thrown in here from the other side of the street.
Oh.
Oh, come on now. Get the seat. I've not cooked it all for nothing.
Oh, no, Audie, man, I couldn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it not the way you like it, then? Perhaps you'd rather have some fried bread.
Oh, shut up, man, Audie. I'd rather not talk about food.
You didn't half make a noise when you came in and all. You're not the only one who has to get up early, you know.
Didn't make a noise?
You knocked the whole stand over. Again! You've never done that on a Thursday before. Today's payday, isn't it?
Yeah, well...
Oh, that'll be the milkman. 2 pints, please. I'll pay you tomorrow. Oh, it's Bob.
I just want a word with your sheriff.
Ooh, you look worse than he does. And that's saying something. He hasn't touched his breakfast.
He's not the only one.
I mean, all that lovely, juicy fried bacon, eggs, sausage and tomatoes. Not
touched. Oh, shut up, man.
You must have had a good time, you two. You both look so horrible.
You must have had the night of a lifetime.
Cheeky. Well, I'm going up to get ready now. And that's the last time I make you a nice, greasy fry-up.
Oh. Hey, I was bad last night, weren't you?
Oh, well, I wasn't sick. But I had the whirling pit.
Oh, I hate that. It's like being on the waltzer.
Oh. Have you told your mum yet?
Told her what?
Well, you've not forgotten.
Oh, that. Well, you can't just drop it casually at the breakfast table and you're off across the other side of the world a week on Monday, can you? Oh, I don't know which is worse, putting up with hangover or listening to these fizzy tablets. You don't often make a racket.
You know, I suddenly realize in the middle of the night, I don't even like Australia. I mean, if I was going to emigrate, I'd go to Canada.
Why?
Well, there's everything in Canada. But Australia, well, they're all pretty much the same. I mean, nothing but sheep.
They got a lot of sheep.
Inundated.
How do you know?
Well, everybody knows. It's a well-known fact.
Still, there's a beach. I mean, you can't tell me there's sheep on the beaches.
Sharks.
You what?
They're inundated with sharks and all. I don't reckon that. In every film you ever see of Australia, there's always hundreds of lifeguards. For the breakers. What, with that and the sharks, they must be pretty dodgy beaches.
Still, they made it sound all right last night.
Don't care. I'm not going to Australia.
Are you?
What? Well, not if you're not.
Right, so what are we going to do about it?
Shut up and don't shout, please.
We've got to give him the money.
Oh, stone me, how much?
20 quid.
Great.
Each.
Oh, marvellous.
You've got no man.
Oh, I know, I know.
These tablets don't have to take a long time to dissolve.
Sure, at least no one else knows. I mean, we'd look a right pair of... Blakey.
Oh, he'll tell the whole world with Blakey. He's always sticking his nose into other people's business. Blakey, of all people.
Hey.
What?
Get yourself another fizzy tablet.
Why?
I've just drunk yours.
Oh, thanks a bunch. Look, what are we going to do?
What about?
The money, man, the money.
Well, don't ask me. I haven't got any.
What about your Audrey? Sir, Audrey the clam? She wouldn't give me a spot if she had the measles.
Well, it's worth a try.
Oh, all right, then. Oh, is that you, Audrey, pet?
Who the hell do you think it is?
Could you come here just for a minute, love?
You never know. She got paid yesterday, didn't she?
Wishful thinking, mate. You won't get out from my rotten sister.
Yes, what do you want? I'm in a hurry.
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you, pet. You see, something rather urgent and special has just cropped up. I mean, just literally out of the blue, hasn't it, Bob?
Oh, literally?
Yes, you see, and, well, to put it bluntly, it's been rather an expensive month for me, what with one thing and another, and, of course, it's Christmas coming up and your birthday, Audrey Pet. And, the trouble is, we're not getting in very much overtime at the moment, what with the freeze and everything. And this thing that's cropped up, well, it's taken us rather by surprise, and, of course, I spent a lot last night not realising this thing was going to, well, crop up. So, I was thinking, I mean, I know you've got a bit put by being the careful and sensible girl that you are, and you know you'd get it back next week. Well, I don't really need very much. If you could just see your way clear to loaning us 4 or 5 quid.
No.
30, Bob?
No, Terry. No, no, no.
Half a rotten crown!
Why don't you break into what you're saving for me birthday? It's not for 6 months yet.
Yeah, I always said they were a jammy pair.
And he's rich, is he, this bloke? I mean, his own factory and everything.
Yeah, that's how he can guarantee the jobs and everything.
Is he paying their fares?
Well, I expect so. I mean, he's probably a millionaire. Yeah, wish it were me. I'd go like a shot.
You'll have to go anywhere when they find out the fiddling you've been doing.
Watch it. Never happens to me, something like this. Hey, here they come. The pioneers of the new world.
You what? What's up with you, Blakey?
Hey, it's all upside down there, you know.
Ah, look, it's not all fixed up yet.
You got cold feet, have you?
No, it's just that there's things to do, you know. Money, for one thing.
Is he not paying your fares, then?
Well, no, that's what's been worrying us, Fluffy. I mean, it's only 20 quid a fee, but it still takes a bit of finding.
Yeah, we've got to find it by tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, we're fixing it all up today, you see.
Priority booking, so that we can go back on the same boat as his daughter.
She was all over him. Luscious.
Shut up, Blakey.
Yeah, I expect you'll manage somehow. Chance of a lifetime.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying. Come on, Bob, let's go and get something to eat.
Aye, okay. See you, lad. Well, if I had the chance, I'd get my money all right.
You would. You'd whip it out of petty cash.
Yes.
It's not all that easy to find money just like that.
That's their lookout.
Well, no, I'm not so sure. There's a lot of lads that'd be willing to chip in for them, too.
You mean a whip round?
That's a good idea, Jack.
I mean, I know some of the lads in the machine shop, the canteen girls, that chip in. Well, then there's Moriarty and Flint. Their lads will definitely give something.
Aye, but the lads will be home by then.
Oh, wait a minute. So, where are they going to meet tonight?
Same as last night. There's an hotel.
Well, that's near your place.
Yeah, no.
Now, Luke, you can hang on with me till just after six. It wouldn't kill you.
Yeah, but I mean...
That settles it. You take the money down tonight.
Oh, come on. Why me? Hey, it's a wild country, Australia.
It's what country?
Wild. We'll have to tell them to watch out for them originals.
You're right then, Bob. We'd better go through to the other bar.
Are they in there?
Yeah, both of them. I saw them chatting. They're obviously waiting for us.
Shall we have another drink? You know, I could do with one just before we face them.
Right? Yeah. Look, we'll keep this loose change. Give him around 35 quid. Owe him a fiver.
Oh, your gran forked out, did she?
Oh, no, I didn't see me gran. I borrowed some off our Audrey. I'd have her holiday for
me. So she finally coughed up, eh?
Yeah.
It was nice of her.
Yes, wasn't it?
How did you manage it?
She doesn't know yet. Come on, then we better go through. Get it over with.
Yeah. Well, see if they're still there.
Hey, oh, Blakey's with them. Oh, what's he up to? He can't mind his own rotten business, can he?
Well, I'm not going in while he's there. I'm not backing out in front of Blakey.
She's there too, is she?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, oh, Blakey's coming through.
Hello, lads. Would you like a drink?
No, thanks.
What have you been up to?
Oh, I've just been talking to them. They're expecting you. Did you get the money, then?
Yes, why?
All of it?
Yes.
What's it to you? Oh, I just wondered. Listen, I might be coming with you to Australia.
You?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. It's that Cecily. She's all over me, begging her dad to give me a job.
What? And he's getting you a ticket, is he?
All right, fixing it all up.
Well, where's the money coming from, then?
What? Oh, well, I've got my wages, right, and I think I know where I can find some more to lay my hands on, you see. Come on, are you coming through?
No, we'll just finish these drinks, okay?
Yes, we'll follow you in there.
Well, I'll see you then. I want to get it all fixed up, I mean, chance of a lifetime.
Gee, champion, that's all we need. We're going to look a bigger pair of twits than ever now. Blakey going and us backing out.
I don't know what she sees in Blakey.
Ah, you know what they're like, Australians. Maybe you're reminded of a duck-billed platypus.
Yeah. I don't really fancy Australian women anyway. They're too healthy.
I don't like athletic women. Well, you live and learn. Come on, don't let's prolong the agony.
Oh, just a minute, lads. Have a word with you. Jeffcock, County Constabulary.
Hey, your order is shocked you.
All right. Good evening, Inspector.
Oh, Sergeant, if you don't mind. No, I haven't come to arrest you. Yet. Oh, what it is like, I wondered if you were in here last night.
Yes, why?
I might have seen a couple we're looking for.
All right.
The big bloke, about 45, he talks with an Australian accent.
Hey? What?
He's with a young girl, a redhead, about 23, goes around as his daughter.
What have they done?
Oh, we just wanted to talk to him. You seen him?
Oh, well, we did meet. Last night, in there, the other bar.
Oh,
Is she not his daughter, then?
No. Did they say where they were going?
Scotland, I think. Hey, is she like his, you know?
No, sir.
Get away.
What name did he use?
Wally Ralph.
Oh.
Hey, is he really an Australian?
Yes, yeah, he's a scout. Did he try to sell you any tickets to Australia?
Oh, well, no.
Well, he tried, like.
Why, he tried.
Did he now?
Hi.
That's his game, you see, conning people. He moves around from place to place. You didn't fall for it.
Us? What?
No.
Never.
I'm glad to hear that. He filled a boatload in Ramsgate.
Aye, well, the gullible down there, you know. Leave out.
Oh, well, thanks very much, lads. Of course, what I'd really like to know is where they are now.
Oh, we know where they are now.
You what?
Where? They're in the next bar.
Have you had me standing here?
Oh, Father. Fantastic.
Come on, then. Let's see what's happening. Let's go through to the other bar.
I hope they've gone.
Well, keep out of that copper's way. I don't think he's very pleased with us.
It's all right. He's gone upstairs. Well, I always thought there was something funny about those two.
Oh, yeah. So did I.
I mean, I knew there had to be a reason for someone to fancy Blakey.
Quite. Hey, I wonder where he's got to.
Yeah, I wonder how far he's got himself in.
Hey, fellas, let me tell you something. I told you she fancied me. Guess what?
What?
We're engaged.
Congratulations.
What's more? Honeymoon on the boat. Will you have that drink now?
Yes, scotch.
Double?
Aye.
You'll need it.
Please stop this, please, Barman. Big un.
Well, you must have made a good impression, Blakey. Took us off the night.
Well, it was touch and go at first, but when he found out there was a storm, and he said to me, he said,
they're crying out for stormen in Australia.
Oh, that's it.
£30 a week.
Minimum.
Is she going to teach you to swim or no?
Right. How do you know that?
Shall I tell him, or will you, Terence?
You tell him, Robert.
You've been had, Blakey. They're con men. They make their living off blokes like you.
Don't give me that.
Of course, sir, we saw through them straight away, didn't we, Terry?
Gosh, man, tell them a mile off. In fact, we are at the moment assisting the police in their inquiries.
Get away.
And if I'm not very much mistaken, here comes Inspector Barlow now.
No, I didn't. Now, let me tell you something.
Oh, I think we might be able to help you, Sergeant.
Yes, some further evidence has come to light.
Yeah, this lad was chatting to him just now.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Where'd they go?
They just went to fetch the car.
When?
About 5 minutes ago.
Oh, that's lovely, that is.
Hey, what about my money?
Oh, there's one born every minute. If I know them, you've seen the last of that, and don't you run off. I want to see you later.
Hey, that's £20 I gave them. All my wages and the money from the whip round.
What whip round?
Well, I was going to tell you later that the lads at work had a whip round for you two, but when you said you had your fares, I used it for myself.
Now, that was very naughty.
I was going to give it back, like.
Oh, that's all right, Blakey. Any time before Monday. We've got enough for tonight, anyhow.
Yeah, and if you run short, you can always pawn the ring.
Oh, but I haven't got a bean.
You bet I've, mate. That barman wants 15 bob.
Oh, come on, lad, be fair. I mean, all I've got is this ticket. What am I going to do with this?
Shall I tell him, Robert?
Oh, well. You tell him, Terence.
Shove it up your billabong.
Solomon and Rodney Dews as Terry and Bob the Likely Lads. In today's story, The Chance of a Lifetime, Barry Linehan and Veronica Lang played Ralph and Cecily. Terry's sister Audrey was played, as always, by Sheila Fern, and Donald McKillop and Bartlett Mullins were Jack and Cuffy. Blakey was played by George Layton, and Garfield Morgan was Sergeant Jeffcock. The Likely Lads is written by Dick Clement and Ian Lefene, adapted for radio by Jane Solomon and produced by John Brown.